Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. And this week we've been looking at the person of Jesus. Surprise, right? But particular characteristics of Christ for a specific purpose. Because one of the things that the Lord wants for us, wants for the whole world, but especially wants for those who believe in him, is to be able to draw great strength from the knowledge of him, great strength from the relationship that we have with him, great internal strength, hope, confidence, peace, even in the midst of intense pressures that we're experiencing in a time like the one we're living through. When things that we lean on, we rely on, aren't there, when lots of division, anger, frustration, sickness, disease, it's around us, it can trouble the human heart. And as Jesus said, talked a few months ago here from John's gospel, in particular focused on what he was saying in that Last Supper discourse, where Jesus said, you know, in this world you're going to have tribulations, but I want you to be of good cheer because I've overcome the world. You kind of think, really? Like, be of good cheer? How's it possible to be of good cheer in a time like this? It's possible because of what he said that followed it. I've overcome the world. Well, we hear that and it kind of goes off us like water off a duck's back. The question is, what is he saying to us and what does it mean? This is why it's critical to know Christ. This is why it's critical to know what Scripture is teaching us about Jesus. This is the stuff the saints laid hold of. And I mean, it just was reading again some of St. Francis's stuff that he wrote that you can find in the Omnibus of Sources, you know, the Franciscan record of the life of Francis. I mean, he would write a letter and it would just be packed with Bible verses and phrases from the Scripture. I mean, he was fed by it. He lived on it. It was real food. Scripture was food. Food for his mind, which renewed his mind and touched his soul and allowed him to come into the promises of God. One, because he knew the Lord, he knew him profoundly, and what he knew is he knew his mercy and his love and his forgiveness. He knew the passion that Jesus had for him, and then he also knew the magnitude, you might say, of who Jesus is, and his greatness and his glory and his power, that he's unstoppable, he'll never be defeated, he fulfills every promise he ever made, and he's totally reliable, and he's 100% committed to us. And he's the God of love who comes to reveal his love and remove everything that stands in the way of that love. What we see in the saints, friends, is weak and broken people like you and like me who respond to the promptings of the grace. They seek God. Jesus said, if you seek me, you're going to find me. And they sought him, and they really sought him. Now, they didn't seek him in half-hearted ways. I'm sure they had tough days. But fundamentally, they were hungry and thirsty. And this is the truth about the kingdom and about following Jesus. The hungry get fed. Those who seek, find. But those who are kind of half in, half out, what he describes as lukewarm, like in the church of Laodicea, you don't experience the treasures, the superior pleasures, the profound renewing graces that come to those who are all in with the Lord. And the great thing is, this isn't just for the special people or the privileged people, you know, the wealthy, the powerful, who always seem to get their hands on the right stuff. This is for those who are humble in heart. This is for the weak and the poor as well. This is why Jesus said, it's very clear, Scripture's clear that, you know, in heaven, people are going to be surprised. The last two, people are last here on earth, forgotten. They have no voice. They don't get all the blessings. They don't live with all the bling. But their hearts are given to the Lord, and they're living saints, and people hardly even notice them. You know, the noise of the world drowns them out. I mean, they're not looking for a grandstand. They're just following their king. But the world won't glorify them. The world ignores them, but the day's coming when the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords will give them glory, and we'll see what really, truly mattered in this world. Yesterday, I read from Revelation chapter 5, talking about the Jesus, the Lamb of God, that great victorious chapter where Jesus, the Lamb of God, is standing before the throne of the Father, and the Father's holding a scroll, which is the title deed to the whole earth and the whole of history, and every man and woman's role in history. It's all there. And Jesus is the final judge. But in heaven, they're crying out, they're seeing the scroll, and they're saying, who is worthy? Is there anyone from this world, anyone who is worthy to open the scroll that the Father holds in his hand? The covenant promises, the covenant curses, the blessings, the unfolding, ultimate unfolding of God's plan, God's saving plan. And the angels cry out, others cry out, worthy, worthy is the Lamb of God. I saw a lamb standing in the midst of it all. He was slain, and he received the scroll from the Father. And he's the one who's worthy to open it. And all of heaven rejoices. There's no one like him, friends. This is Jesus Christ, the Lord. And so one of the things that they talked about were the, you might say, the dimensions of really what Jesus was being praised for, what he was being acknowledged for in heaven. A friend of mine calls it the sevenfold beauty of Christ. It describes the destiny, chapter 5, the destiny on the earth. Christ's destiny is a man, yours and mine. He's fully God. Jesus is fully God, fully man. He's God ordained to highly exalt Jesus above every other name. Philippians chapter 2, verse 9, God also has highly exalted him, and he's given him the name above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven and those on the earth. Full honor, full glory belong to him. The seven different ways in which he was exalted are very interesting. I mean, Jesus is worthy, first of all, right? He's worthy. He deserves it. He's the only one who deserves it. He's worthy to become the supreme leader of the kingdom, of God's kingdom. He earned the right to open the scroll because he was the faithful witness. He was faithful to the end, to what the Father sent him to do. Jesus deserves it because he's proven himself, right? He's worthy to carry the authority of the supreme leader of God's kingdom. All will trust Jesus' leadership because of who he is, because of his character, because of his love, because of his purity and his goodness. He's also capable. He's able to open the seals and to administrate God's judgments, to drive evil off the planet, and to reorganize and to lead all of God's government. I mean, this is where we're heading. We're actually heading for the coming of the final eternal kingdom of God and the rule and the reign of God. And what is Jesus doing right now? What is this Lord doing right now? Is he's interceding for us? He's pouring out graces of the Holy Spirit, and he's subduing the enemies of God. The fire of God's love, as we talked about it earlier, that's burning in Jesus, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, that fire is a fire that purifies. It's a fire that communicates the radical, all-consuming fire of God's love and God's jealous love for his people. But it also is a fire that judges, that removes everything that stands in the way of love. God's not going to permit, Jesus will not permit false love, false justice, false claims, self-creative human beings who design their own reality. Friends, that will not stand. There is one ground of reality, that's God. There is one who defines love, that's God. One who defines the truth, who is truth. He's love itself. He is the truth itself. And he, in his mercy, throughout the Judeo-Christian history, the revelation, both revealing himself in the natural order, but also revealing himself through the people of Israel, and then perfectly revealing himself in Jesus, and now through the church, he is communicating reality itself to us, defining reality. Jesus will not allow, and it won't go on forever, the day's coming when he comes again in glory, he's going to destroy everything that stands in the way of his Father's will. Because that will is perfection, that will is happiness, that's fulfillment. And anyone who resists God, friends, is resisting love. And everyone who resists truth is resisting God. So Jesus is worthy, and he's going to fulfill the mandate that the Father gave him. You know, it's so beautiful to think that Jesus, to just say, Jesus is worthy. He's worthy of what? Of our unqualified trust. and he's worthy of our total obedience. Human flesh, fallen human flesh, doesn't like that. We want to be king. We want to be served. We want to be first. We have a hard time trusting. But here is the one, and here's who the Holy Spirit helps us see and understand and believe. He is worthy of our unqualified trust. He is worthy of our sacrificial obedience. And this is the stuff the devil goes after. He seeks to stir up in us, you know, things like self-pity, you know, telling us that somehow we're getting a bad deal, a bad rap. We're not in the place we should be or want to be. And then he wants us to kind of think, you know what? It's just not worth following him. I just saw a video today about the nuns, you know, N-O-N-E-S, of the sheer number of people who just seem to be walking away from God. And they're asked, they're interviewed, and they say, well, just, I don't need it. I don't need it in my life, and I don't believe it. It's oppressive, or, you know, it's not loving enough. There's all kinds of, you know, it's non-scientific. There's all kinds of reasons for this stuff. And that's blind, you know, that's human beings, their minds and hearts are blinded to the excellence of Christ and his glory and majesty. And this is the devil leads them away to walk away from, he seduces them to not trust God, just like he did with Adam and Eve in the garden. And over time, to weaken our focus, our zeal, our diligence, our commitment, and want to conform to the world that's around us. Very common. And people lose trust. And the devil tempts to say, hey, just give up. You know, give up, give in. It's all too hard. It doesn't matter anyway. It's not going to make any difference in your life. And that's what's happening. As the culture cheerleads, and the culture celebrates, and the culture distracts constantly with an imaginative world as if it's real. The total social media addictions, the perpetual sports 24/7 and movies, and just never stops. You know, things that are in themselves good, they become obsessions and they get disordered. They get out of order because the human heart is looking to fill itself with something. Jesus became human forever, friends, in order to qualify as a sacrifice for humans. Jesus, literally, he's reigning in human flesh glorified forever. That's God's plan. Blessed be God. He will never be less than God. He'll never be more than man. Only God can figure out how that works. But that's who he is. He's the Lord. He's worthy. He's worthy, friends, of all power, riches, wisdom, strength, glory, honor, and blessing. And this King, this Lord, loves you. If you've been baptized, he's come to make his home in you. And he's come to fulfill every promise he ever made to you. And all the promises are there in Scripture. If you don't know them and you don't know him, it's time to pick up the Word of God and get serious about it. Read the New Testament. Read it over and over again. Ask the Holy Spirit to make it come alive. He's the interpreter of it, right? He's the ultimate commentary. You know, he has the ultimate commentary on it. But he's going to make that word come alive, and you're going to live in a dialogue with the Lord. You're going to learn how to abide in Jesus and his love more and more, and you watch your heart and mind come alive. He's going to heal you and free you for his glory and because he loves you. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Fear God and Give Him Glory. The scripture says the fear of God is a fountain of life. It's the beginning of wisdom. It's the source of delight and a much needed grace for our time. For a free copy of Fear God and Give Him Glory, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.